soldiers, sailors, and marines. Come along now to Melody Roundup. Settle down and start listening, men. This is your Melody Roundup. The stock's bedded for the night, the chores are finished, so it's time for a little fun and relaxation. And who's better qualified to ride herd on a time like that than your old pals, those aristocrats of the range, Bob Nolan and the Sons of the Pioneers.
Howdy, fellas. Well, we're back again, like I warned you. We've got a bunch of Western tunes all lined up for you, so suppose we trot out the first one right now. It was written by an old pal of ours, Stuart Hamlin, and it's called Texas Plains. So let's get to rolling, boys.
I want to drink Mancheva from an old tin can while the moon goes riding high. I want to hear the song of the whippoorwill. I want to hear that coyote cry. I want to feel the saddle on between my legs, riding him out on the range. Just to kick him in the side, making sure he's kept inside, back on the Texas plains.
Each night in my dreams, somehow it seems that I'm back where I belong. Just a country hick, way back in the sticks, back where I was born. These city lights and these city ways are driving me insane. I want to be alone, I want to be back home, back on those Texas plains.
Tim Spencer.
What's on your mind, Pat?
Hey, how's about going hunting with me? I know a spot.
What? Did you say something about hunting?
Well, that's what I said. I'm meat on the table, chicken in the pot, and I'm a hunting fool, and I saw wild turkey tracks over the creek.
Hey, that sounds pretty good.
Now, stay away from him, Tim. I'm a warning you.
Now, that's a fine thing to go saying about a feller, Bob Nolan. What's wrong with my hunting?
Pat, do you remember the time you took me hunting down in the Cimarron Valley?
Oh, that?
Yeah.
Shucks. Well, anybody's liable to do that.
Hey, what happened, Bob?
Nothing much, Tim. Pat ran into a flock of turkeys and just started shooting.
And boy, can I shoot. Bang, bang, bing, 30 turkeys stretched out deader than a doornail. That was shooting.
30? Were they really wild?
No, they weren't wild, Tim. But the rancher who owned them sure was. He chased Pat out of the valley faster than the first settlers rushed in.
Oh, he just didn't have no sense of humor. That was the trouble with him.
Well, there's nothing the matter with the way Lloyd Perryman sings all at once. And we're just about due for some music, so let's have it, Lloyd.
Night seemed so endless, days were too long. Life seemed so friendless, no thrill, no song. A storm on an ocean, the wind in the trees, brought no emotion to this stubborn heart in me. Then all at once I felt your spell. Shine in heaven above. yearning soul of mine. And if they do, they surely know it's you. For all at once I fell in love.
Say, Bob.
Oh, hello, Hugh. Say, why so sad?
Well, me and Carl here, we got a problem.
We sure have, Bob. We're in trouble.
Trouble? Yeah, woman trouble. Carl's got a widder woman running around after him.
Well, that's Carl's lookout. What are you so worried about?
Oh, nothing except Carl runs faster than I do, and the widder's liable to find out.
It's just plain awful. You know what she keeps telling me, Bob? Love me, love my dog.
Yeah, and if you could see the widder, you'd know there isn't much choice.
Well, don't look so sad, boys. You haven't written her any letters she could hold against you, have you?
What difference does that make?
Well, she could pin a lawsuit on you if you did.
Oh, you don't have to worry about that, Bob.
No, nobody's pinned nothing on me since I was a baby.
Okay, then you've got nothing to worry about except the blues in D. And that's right on the fire, so blues in D, boys. Very good, boys. Say, well, jumping Jehoshaphat, Pat, what's the idea of the red flannels?
What do you mean, red flannels? These are tights.
Well, all right, but why the tights?
Because I'm going to sing The Man on the Flying Trapeze, and I got to get in the mood.
Are you in?
And how?
Then I'm getting out.
The trouble with you is you don't appreciate the finer things in life. Give me some music, fellers. Once I was happy, but now I'm forlorn, like an old coat that is tattered and torn. Left in this wide world to weep and to mourn, betrayed by a girl in her teens. Now this maid that I love, she was handsome, and I tried all I knew her to please. But I never could please her one quarter so well as the man on the flying trapeze.
With the greatest of ease, the daring young man on the flying trapeze. His movements are graceful, all girls he does please, and the love is purloined away.
One night, as usual, I went to her home. I found her mother and father alone. I asked for my love, and soon was made known that to my horror that she'd run away. She'd packed up her duds and eloped in the night with him of the greatest of ease. From two stories high, he had lowered her down to the ground on the flying trapeze.
Oh, he floats to the air with the greatest of ease, the daring young man on the flying trapeze. His movements are graceful, all girls he does please, and the love he is purloined away.
And we better laugh, too, or else somebody will think that you really mean it. But now that misery is over, we can turn to something a lot nicer. The men at APO 855 wrote to the Special Service Division in Los Angeles and asked us to sing one of the favorites of their outfit, So Long to the Red River Valley. Here it is, fellas, and we sure hope you enjoy it. All right, boys.
So long to the Red River Valley, our roping and wrangling is through. And so farewell to the home corral and all the old friends that we knew.
Sure moves around in a hurry, doesn't it? Here we are, just getting settled down to visit a spell, and it's time for us to be moving along. Now, don't forget, if there's any songs you'd like to hear, just drop us a line at Special Service, Los Angeles, USA, and it's that easy. Well, that's all for now, fellas, but until next time, this is Bob Nolan and the Sons of the Pioneers saying, we'll be seeing you.
Roundup has starred Bob Nolan and the Sons of the Pioneers. Jim Doyle speaking. Melody Roundup is presented by the Special Service Division of the War Department of the United States of America.